Editor. A friend and I recently visited the hamlet of Lake Louise and were staying at a hotel in the community. We tried on two consecutive days, a Sunday and Monday, to visit Moraine Lake, but the parking lot was full. We thought we would try the shuttle service, but we encountered a number of very frustrating issues. For reasons unknown, we were told we could not take the shuttle at the bus stop in Lake Louise to get to Moraine Lake. We were told to go up to the park and ride shuttle, which is a vast parking lot a few miles above the Trans-Canada Highway at Lake Louise Ski Resort. This seemed odd because the shuttle leaving from the park and ride would be passing Lake Louise Village on the way to Moraine Lake. Why not have the shuttle stop at Lake Louise Village to pick up passengers? That would be logical. When we arrived at the park and ride, we encountered a huge carnival of tour operators trying to sell us tickets to go on Lake Louise gondola rides up the mountain. The shuttle bus platform was nowhere to be seen. We left in extreme frustration. There was no clarity at the park and ride as to where the shuttle location was. I also found it rather peculiar reservations were required. I have been to national parks in the United States such as the Grand Canyon and Zion National Park, which had free buses taking you several miles across their parks, dropping you off at viewing sites. These operated regularly and made cars unnecessary within the park. I don't have to tell you that Banff National Park has visitors from all over the world. They, like me, must not be very impressed by transit within the park. Michael Brunette, London, Ontario.